Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Vav. Daf Mem Vav, we are on Mem Hei Amabez, V'Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda, about 8 lines up from the bottom. And we just quoted the Machlokas Tanoim, what to do with various psukim that deal with Avodah Zarah. So we said that the pasuk says that you shall have to cut down the Asherah trees, V'Asherahim Tegadayun. And why does he use that Lashon of Tegadayun? So we quoted the Machlokas Tanoim. The pasuk was brought in because maybe there was a shita out there that said that once an Avodah Zarah, a tree is planted not L'shem Avodah Zarah, and then I decide to make it into Avodah Zarah, it becomes Asur at that point. But only the growth that took place after I decided to worship it. But what was done beforehand was not Ne'asar, and therefore I used the Lashon of Tegadayun, cut it down. Not having to root it up, just cut down from where you could see it above the surface. What does the other opinion do? If you hold, like the other opinion, and this was the machlokas, why these psukim were brought up, that once a tree was planted, even if you worship it, it cannot become asur because it's mechubar, it's like the mountain. So what do you use that pasuk for? That was the last thing we said. You use it to learn that there were two stages of uprooting Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. First, when we went in, we had a first cut down, and then we had a finite, meaning there shouldn't be any open Avodah Zarah trees or anything that we might fall prey to. After that, then we have to destroy and conquer Eretz Yisrael and take over. And after that, then we have to, sorry, that's a Shari Shachara, then we have to really go and uproot even what we don't see. So that was you learn that from Tegadayun, the first stage was just to cut it down. Okay, that was the Machlokas Tanaim that we said. So now what we're going to go to is what do each of the Tanaim do with the other one's Pasuk? Or how do they learn the other one's Din? So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Svar Minale, about 8 lines up, how does Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who uses the Pasuk of Tegadayun, to teach me that a tree can become Asur, even if I didn't plant it, L'shem, worshipping it, how do I know the Svara of the two stages, Nafkale Me Abed Ta'abdun, Abed v'yachagachta abdun, right? A double lashon of destroying. So destroy once and destroy twice. That's the source. The Rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? How do they learn that? What do they use that pasuk for? Hi mi b'hami b'alei lo oker avodas kachavim shitzarech l'sharish achareha. They use it for uprooting avodah zarah. That you have to get the roots out. You have to be m'sharish achareha. Right? L'sharish is not only to Sharashim are the roots. L'sharesh is to uproot. As the word can mean the opposite thing that it usually does. So it's l'sharesh achareha. That's what you have to do in order to. That's what you learn from the pasuk of abed to abdun. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, he quotes something from a medrash, even though we don't have it in our Gemara, and that is that this halacha of tzarech l'sharesh achareha is limited to Eretz Yisrael. That is not in our Gemara, but it's in the Sifri. That's what the Gra points out on the Rambam. Uberet Israel and Shulchan Aruch, but quoted here on the Frankel Rambam. Uberet Yisrael, says the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Zion Aleph. Uberet Yisrael, I'll start from the beginning. Mitzvah Asehi La'abed Avodah Zarah Umisham Sheha, V'chol Anase B'Shvila. It's a mitzvah Asehi to destroy Avodah Zarah and anything connected to it. Shenemar Abed Ta'abdun, it's called Makamos. Venemar Ki im kota asu lahem is v'choseisem titzosud v'chulu. U'be'eretz Yisrael mitzvah lirdof achareha ad shenobad mim osa mikol artzenu. You have to search and destroy in Eretz Yisrael. Wherever it is, I'd be hiding somewhere, you have a mitzvah to get rid of it. Avo b'chutz la'aretz, ein anu mitzuvin lirdof achareha. Ela kol makom shenichbosh oso novad kol avodah zarah shebo. If you don't live somewhere, you don't have to get rid of the avodah zarah in every faraway place. I have to go to every dinky little town out west and get rid of the Avodah Zarah. No, if I want to live there, I do, because I don't want it to be, I don't want to have Mechsholim there. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah, the Kedushas Haaretz, tells me that I have to totally get rid of it from every single corner of the land. Shenemar v'ibatim ha-shemam in ha-makom ahu, be'eretz Yisrael atam mitzuvah l'erdof acharehem, ve'en atam mitzuvah l'erdof acharehem b'chutz la'aretz. Even though we don't have that limit in our Gemara, that is what the Rambam says. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll talk about the second half of the Shulchan Aruch later, but the Shulchan Aruch does not quote that limit. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes stama. Shulchan Aruch, yeah, it's halach al-maisa. Right, that's why it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Vav, that's where all these halachas are. Mitzvah Al kol hamotzi elilim sheyeva'a. Was this the Shulchan Aruch in? I'm sorry. Yeah, in Tesvav. Tzarech l'sharish acharei ho elilim. You have to be misharish afterwards. That's it. Doesn't quote anything else. So is l'sharish acharei ho elilim. Doesn't quote any limit to that halacha. The next four words we're going to get to soon, but that is that's the Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Rama had the limitation, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, during the Shulchan Aruch, you would have to go to, if you know there's Avodah Zarah somewhere, you got to get rid of it. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, l'shari shachare aminale. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who used the pasuk of Abeita Abdun to teach me the two stages, how does he know l'sharesh? Nafgalei mivi ba'atem ha'shemam in ha'makam ahu. From that pasuk, destroy the name of Avodah Zarah from that place. V'rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan use that pasuk for? Ha'hu l'chanos la'shem. The Rabbanan say, it's to teach me that you should give a negative nickname to Avodah Zarah, a kinui. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Minayin La'okar, Avodah Zkachavim, Shesorot Hashara Shachareha. The Tanakama says that how do you know there's a mitzvah to be uprooted? Tamalomar, V'ibadatem, Es Shemam, you have to destroy it. Amalor V'akiva, V'alokfar Nemar, Abit Abdun. It already says in the other Pasuk, Im Kemat Tamalomar, V'ibadatem, Es Shemam, Namakomahu. What do you use the other Pasuk for? Hahu Lachanos Lashem. Is to teach me that it's a mitzvah to give a nickname. That's part of destroying it and disgracing it, is to call it disgraceful names. Yochel l'shevach, you might think, to call it a name, it means a praiseworthy name. L'shevach z'akadaitach. We're talking about the havamina to call it that. El lacha lo l'shevach lo l'gna, you might think just to call it a neutral name, not dafka, a disgraceful name. Tamalomar shaketz t'shaksenu v'sa'ev t'savenu k'cheirim hu. Dafka, b'mishaketzit. B'mishaketzit, it's a tzivui. Haketzad, Hayekaron also Beis Galya. If the Avodah Zarah is called Beis Galya, the house of a Gal. Gal is a high point, a hill. Karon also Beis Karya, call it the low point. Kriyas to dig. Ayin Ko, the eye of everybody. Everybody looks there. Ayin Ko, the eye of the thorn. Meaning it's to give a disgraceful name to it. What's the Havamina that it would be L'Shevach? Yochod L'Shevach. Very difficult Havamina. So one of the Akronim say, maybe it just means Yachal Shavach. I might think that only an Avodah Zarah with a praiseworthy name is there a mitzvah to then disgrace it. Yachal L'Shevach, you might think that L'Shevach, to take away a Shavach name, you have a mitzvah to disgrace it. Kamash Malan, not just, no, it's any Avodah Zarah. It's still difficult to put into the words of the Gemara, but that is the din. 2 points on this. That is number one. Now we get to the second half of that Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch here in Kuf Mem Vav Tezvav. So it's the Sharish Achreihu Elilim Ulechanus L'Shem Gnai, and to give it a Gnai nickname. Says the Taz here quotes the priest in the name of the Marshal. Cause of a priest named Marshal Dafka Beretz Yisrael about this last halacha is not in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Marshal, quoting the priest, says only in Eretz Yisrael is there a mitzvah to call it in this Gnai name, and the Taz does not like that limit. Vutema. Why should it be limited? Well, even before we get there, the Marshal quotes that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, and so one of the Achronim has the Chakira, is this a din in the Gava or a din in the Karka? Meaning, let's say there's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Does he have a din to be Meshake to all Avodah Zarah? And it doesn't matter if the Avodah Zarah is even the Chutz Laaretz. Is it a din in the Gavra, Eretz Yisrael? Or is it a din in the Karka? No. Everybody in the world has a mitzvah to be mechan, a shame gnai, to Avodah Zarah of Eretz Yisrael. But if there's an Avodah Zarah of Chutz Laaretz, there's no mitzvah. Even a Ben Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chakira of the Seder Yaakov. That's what is it totally on the Karka, or is it totally on the Gavra? But anyway, the Taz is not like this. V'hutema, v'nire d'ta'u sofer hukan. The Taz says, I think there's a mistake in the Marshal. V'shayach al ha'resha, that he thinks that the phrase of limiting it to Eretz Yisrael is going on the first half of the line. And he's holding like the Rambam, like we just said. V'shayach al ha'resha, the Sorach l'sharei shacharei, the Zeo Dafka b'Eretz Yisrael. Shesorach lios minuke umut teheres. That makes sense. Eretz Yisrael to be limited. But shuvar isi kein b'Rambam. Perek, he says Perek Ches, but should be Perek Zayin. B'feirish, u'b'chutz l'aretz, ein onum suvin l'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' But the Taz does not know why the Lachanos Lashem should be limited. If you look in the Shach, in the Nekudas HaKasef, it's the Shach's Hasagas on the Taz right here, after the Taz is Toh Sofer, Veli Nira De'ink on Toh Sofer. No Toh Sofer. Ah, you don't have a source for it? I'll tell you the source. Kiva De Bishas Perakol at Slamim, because in our Gemara, what's the Pasuk that you learn Lachanos Lashem from? Ve'ibazdem Eshmam Min HaMakom HaHu. So it says, Makomahu. That's where the Marshal says. That's where the Marshal gets it from. Okay, it's not a separate limud in the Gemara, but it says, Makomahu in our Pasuk. That's where you learn it out from, and therefore, that's why the Marshal would limit it to Eretz Yisrael, even this halacha. I think we mentioned in the past, right, there is another hakir about general nicknames. Right here it says, giving a nickname, Lignai. The Gemara says elsewhere that you can't give any nickname, period. Right, in lechayev olam abba, somebody who's mechan hashem lechaveiro. So the Rishonim discussed. Does that mean? I mean, there were nicknames even in the Gemara. Look, Abaye is a nickname. Abaye is not his real name. Tosfos says in a number of places Abaye's real name was Nachmeni, but Abaye's good friend was Rabba. Rabba's father's name was Rabba bar Nachmeni, so Rabba didn't want to call Abaye by his father's name, especially when his father was around. Shulchan Aruch quotes that you're not supposed to, if you have a friend with a name that's not so common that your father has, if your father's name is Moshe and your friend's name is Moshe, that's not a problem. But if your father has an unusual name and your friend has an unusual name, the Shulchan Aruch says maybe it's best not to call your friend that. That's why Rabba gave Abaye a nickname. And he called him Abaye, which stands for Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. Now the Pasuk in Navi that Abaye was an orphan, and Rabba gave him a nickname that Hashem, you take care of the orphans. Right? So therefore, he called him a nickname. Sakha the Gemara say, Machan Hashem Lachaveir. So Rabbi Daniel Feldman, in one of his English Sfarim, in the Right and the Good, I think it's called, he quotes a Chakira with many, many nafkaminas, and that is, the problem of a nickname, just giving him a nick, a negative nickname, obviously that's something bad, or Yonat Yoma, Parsha Shavua, Parsha's Bereishis. The other idea is that the name of an item, the name of a person, represents the mahus of that person. The mahus of the item. Like the Netziv says on Bereishis that when all the animals were brought to Adam and he called them by their name, what does that mean he called them by your name? It means he saw the mahus of that animal and he says, this animal is blank. This animal is plony. Every name that we get, there are sources that say that there was a Siyata Deshmai for our parents that gave us that name because that name represents our mahus. And therefore, when I give a nickname, even if it's not a negative nickname, I am stealing. I am not recognizing the mahus of that item. If this nickname is Moshe, if his real name is Moshe or Yosef or Yaakov, that's the mahus of that person. If I don't call him that, even if I call him by a last name, right? Why do kids call by a last name? That's what kids do. But that's once somebody once called my house, they asked Rosner there. I said, there's a lot of us here, right? But again, a nickname takes away the mahus of that person. Okay, and that's why that's why if you remember our Haggadah Shir from a couple of years ago by Shaul HaMelech in the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, he could not call David by his name. He kept calling him Ben Yishai. Right, he never called David because he couldn't say, he didn't want to be makir, that mahus of David HaMelech. And therefore he just called him Ben Yishai. Part of a larger vart from Rav Melech Shechter, but not for now. Vaita. Tani Tana Kamedir Rav Sheshes. The price that was said in before Rav Sheshes. Ha'akum ha'ovdim esai ha'arim ve'esai gavos. Akum of the Gachavim that were worshipping the mountains and the hills, Hain Mutarin, they are Mutar, Va'ovdehan Besayev. And those who worship them are Besayev. This is what Rashi and Rabbi Tam discussed yesterday. Right? If you worship a mountain, you're Chayev Misa. So is it possible to have a Chayev Misa without Avodah Zarah, or must it be called Avodah Zarah? But the only difference is that you don't have to be Mesharish HaKareha. That was the Machlokas yesterday between Rashi and Rabbi Tam. Rashi just quotes here. Why did it say Akum? Second line in Rashi on top. Vodim Besayev to Bnei Noach Nitztavol Avodas Kochavim. It's one of the Sheva Misses Bnei Noach. That's why an Akum is going to be Chayev Misa. Vodim Besayev. Right? Even though there are Sheva Misses Bnei Noach, there aren't seven with 606. We have an extra 606. Avodas Zara includes many, many mitzvahs. For many aveiros, including avodah zara. I don't exactly know how many, don't remember how many, 15 or so. So many of those aveiros, there are differences between a guy and a Jew. But there are a number of those that are included in avodah zara. The Sefer HaChinuch says this in one place, that the seven mitzvot bnei Noach are really seven categories of mitzvos that they are chayiv in. Now, continuing, v'esazron v'esayirakos, if somebody worships vegetables and growths, hein asurin v'ovdein v'sayiv. They are usur, not like the mountain, and of the Embassayef, they themselves are usur. Why? Amalei de Amalchamani Rabbis Rabbi Yehuda. This must be Rabbis Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Amah who says Ilan Shenatul Basov Avdo Usur. That if you planted a tree and then you later decided to worship it, is usur. That's what kind of vegetables and zrum we must be talking about. I have a look. Maybe Ilan Shenatul B'Tchil Lakach for Abaran. The Brisa doesn't give off any hint to what type of trees and plants we're referring to. Maybe we're talking about a cucumber patch that you wanted to worship mitzchila. Why do you have to limit it to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? Why not the Rabbanan? So lo saka daitach. No, we don't want to say that. Diktani dumi dahar. Because it has it in the same paragraph as talking about mountains. Mahar shonata mitzchila lakach. Just like a mountain that it was not planted originally for this, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu created it. So to these, if it wasn't planted originally for this. Good. Next, Itmar, says the Gemara, Machlokes Hamoraim, Avnei Har Shenidaldalu. If you have a stone of a mountain that was Nidaldel, that became separated. Man did not have anything to do with this. Right, so this is an example of, thank you, there was no tfisas yidei adam, there was no human involvement, but there was movement. So avnei har shenidaldalu. There is a machlokas rishonim. Does this mean it was totally separated? You might remember the word of nidaldalu from Hilchas Nida. It talks about fingernails that are nidaldel, or Hilchas Shechita. Right, you only allowed to use a fingernail that's a daldel for shechita. We mentioned yesterday about mechubar by Hilchas Shechita. So there's a machlokas here. Is the rock still connected at all to the mountain, or was it totally separated? Let's just go with total. The Rishonim say totally separation. Rashi uses the lashon of ne'ekru me'alehem. It was nekar, and then came along someone and bowed down to it. So b'nei Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yochanan. The children of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokas. Chad amar asuros, v'chad amar mutaros. One says asur, one says mutar. My time to demand amar mutaros. Why does the one who says mutar hold mutar? Kahar. This rock, the stone that came off the mountain, is just like the mountain. Mahar came with tfisas yidei adam mutar. Just like the mountain had no tfisas yad, and it is mutar. Afani, shema and tfisas yidei adam mutar. This is also mutter. You cannot aser, right? If you go to it, you have to know that no human moved it. But if you have if I see that a certain rock formation falls in front of my eyes, and then I worship it, it's just like a mountain, even though it's now not mechubar anymore, because there was no tfisas yidei adam. So like Mara says, one second, malaharshke mechubar. What do you mean? This is much different. Ahar is mechubar. This is not mechubar. Behema tochiyach. No, an animal will be tochiyach. Right, an animal will prove it, because an animal also is not mechubar, and it does not become asur, and when you bow down to it, right, because the Torah just asured a ne'evad to give for a karbon, which is mashma, that a ne'evad just for you, right, an animal cannot become nasar. So you see from there that you don't need mechubar, right, so therefore put it together, so behema and har. So more, one second, mala behema, shekin balas chayim. A behema is because it's a bal chai. That's why it cannot become asur. So har yochiyach. So use teamwork. V'chazar adin, and they go with each other. Lo rai zeh, karai zeh, v'lo rai zeh, karai zeh. Each one does not have the properties of the other one. Hasarasav shebehem, but the common denominator is she'ein ben tfisas yidei adam u'mutar. A mountain. Nobody, the human did not have intervention. And an animal, we're assuming here, did not have any human intervention. So afkol, and you see that they are mutter. Afkol she'ein ben tfisas yidei adam u'mutar. So to anything that man did not have involvement in, just like this rock that fell off the mountain, umutter, and therefore it is not asur. That's the shita of the one that says mutter. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Mal atar shavashvam shekein lo nishtanu mi b'yasan. What do you mean? Maybe there's a sarashav. What's the common denominator between a mountain and an animal? It was not changed from its original created state, which is different than the rock. So maybe you cannot learn it to the rock. So Gemara, we'll get back to that in a second. Let's just finish first. Ela askia. Okay. Maybe I'll come up with an example where there was a change. Mi behema balas mum umehar. Maybe we're talking about an animal who got a mum and mounted. For an animal that got a mum, did change, and yet it's not usur. Or vinami mi behema tama, when a behema that does not have a mum, umilan yavesh, from a tree that dried up. Again, something that changed. These are examples of items that changed. There was no tfisas yidei adam, but it changed from its natural created state, and you see that it cannot become usur. So too, avnei har sheni daldalu. No, behema tama, behema without a mum. The ilan yavish. The ilan was nishtana. Okay, that is all opinion number one. The Ritva has a little ha'ara, but it's really a very lumdish ha'ara, which requires discussion. And that is, the Ritva says, what did the Gemara originally say? Hey, I'm mounting an animal on nishtana mibriyasan. Don't we have a Gemara in Meruba, in Mesachas Bava Kama, that there's a machlokes amoraim about an animal that matures? Is that called a shinui? Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Samachay, Amar Rabbi Law, Gonav Tle V'Nasa Ayil. If I steal a little Tle, a little lamb, and it becomes older. Or Egel V'Nasa Shor, I steal a calf and it becomes an ox. Rabbi Ilah says, that's Shinui. Shinui Kone. Nasa Shinui B'Yadu V'Kno. I was Kone, and therefore if I shecht it afterwards, I'm only Chayiv double. I'm not Chayiv Dal V'Hei. Because Shelo Toveach Shelo Mocher. Right? So the Ritva asked that. Right? What are we talking about? Animals here have not changed. Says the Ritva, Pirish v'gidvul behema lo chashev shinui be'inyin zeh. V'yaf agav the chashev shinui le'inyin gezel, even though it's called shinui le'inyin gezel, aliba de Rebbe Eliezer b'hagozel. On the footnotes it points out, I don't know where Rebbe Eliezer is, but at least we have it on Rebbe Law on Daf Samachay. In Meruba, says the Ritva, even though it's Shinoi, Shiny Hasam, the Eiter Kralahachi. There's a special pasuk, Asher Gazal, Ke'ein Shagazal Yachsir. In other words, the Ritva is being mechalik fundamentally between the concept of Shinoi by Gezel and the concept of Shinoi by the Isser Hana of Avodah Zarah. What? Shor Ben Yom, Ikri Shoy, right? The Shor Chesef, right? That's the laning of the first day. So says the Ritva, there's a big difference between the two. And again, that is a big discussion in Meruba. We're not going to talk about it now, but that's the Rishonim of the Samachayim Abeis. Can you compare the different context? We'll get to another context in a few minutes also. Okay. Where are we? Says the Gemara, Umanda Amar, fourth to last skinny line. Umanda Asar, what about the one who says Asar by an Avni Makum Avni Harshini Daldalu Lahachi? So what's his source? That's why you have this extra phrase. Even though, yeah, misfara, you would say it should be mutter. Lo tasya, don't say it's mutter. Right, that's why you have an extra pasuk of shakeis shaksenu to include even this case. Period. So let's try to prove that the bnei Rebbe Chiya are the ones that say mutter. The boy Chizkiya, because Chizkiya says zakaf. Chizkiya says, if I stand up an egg to bow down to it, right, is that enough? Is that going to answer it? What's the discussion here? Let's say the havamina is that the case is where I stood up to bow down to it, and I did bow down to it. Is standing it up considered tfisas yan adam? I didn't create the egg. I stood the egg up. That's the Shiloh. That's what Chizkiya asked. But again, the assumption is in the Havabina that you got to bow down to it. Standing it up itself would not be good enough. Avalozakaf lo mitzura. But if I wouldn't have stood it up, right, so then lo mitzura, there's nothing to talk about. Shmamina b'nei Rebbe Chiya d'shar. Chizkiya is one of the b'nei Rebbe Chiya. So you see from here, it would be mutter, because without the hishtachava, it would be vadei mutter. Right, and that would be similar to an Avnei Har Shedni Daldalu. That is the Havamina. So the Gemara says, is that enough, right, to say that they hold Mutter? So the question is, Lo Olam Eimelecha B'nei Rebbe Chiya Da Asri. Maybe the B'nei Rebbe Chiya hold Asur. V'hishtachava La'avagadalo Zakva Asura. And even just bowing down without standing it up would be Asur. Why would it be? Why? What's the, right? Meaning, and maybe you wouldn't need Tfisas Yad, you don't need an actual Tfisas Yad Adam. The rock falling off the mountain and the egg being laid from the chicken, that's okay. That's good enough. So what's the issue? What was Chizkiyah bothered by then? What was his suffix? If the whole issue was not about Tfisas Yarada, the issue is where you stood up the egg and the Jew did not bow down to it. Uleman, what are we talking about? As follows. Eleman to Amar Avodah Kochavim Shei Yisrael. Are we talking about a Jew stood up the egg? Asura Miyad. Right, I'm sorry. Eleman to Amar Avodah Kochavim Shei Yisrael Asura Miyad Asura. If it was a Jew doing this, then we know that once a Jew designates an Avodah Zarah, it's already Asur. Eleman to Amar Achete Aved. And if you want to say it's like the other opinion that says it has to be worshipped Halo Palcha, and it wasn't worshipped, he just stood it up. So what's the case? Right when you stand it up, so the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, kigon shezakav beitzel ishtachvos la, velo ishtachvos la. He's a Jew stood it up, did not worship it, but he stood it up to worship it, but he didn't worship it, and bo over gachavim ishtachvos la, and then a non-Jew came and bowed down to it. Usually, if a non-Jew comes down and bows down to my property, ain't on the most of the Rosh Hashanah Shalom. But here Rashi explains the Jew is already Megala his das. He stood up the egg, so he's already Megala. He doesn't care about people bowing down to this egg. So is that was his Shiloh. So Kihad Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Like Shmuel says, Yisrael Shazakav Levena Lishtach Vosla, a Jew stood up a brick to bow down to it. A Jew stood up a brick and a guy came down and bowed down to it. That's also why, because the Jew already was Megala's das. He stood it up. He said, okay, we're going to bow down to this brick. So that's why it's not considered Eino Shalo. So it's true by a brick. What Chizki was bothered by, is it true by an egg as well, where it's not as recognizable what you did. A brick, you could see, because its length and width are not the same. And therefore, if you stand it up, it's nika that you did an action, and therefore, that's a gilui das. And if a goyig bows down to it, it's going to become aser. Levena hu diminkras kifasa, avo beitzalo, odilma loshna, or maybe not, teku. So we end with a teku on this last case about the egg, and we also, lechora, end with a teku about the original ibaya. We never answer the question of avne har sheni daldalu. If you look at the Rambam paskins, lekula. And the Kesef Mishnah wonders, that's something that writes Lechumra. How could you pass in Lekula here? So he suggests that maybe the Rambam had a different girsa in our Gemara. Maybe he had a girsa that the Bnei Chizkiyah tried to be moderate, and he passed like Bnei Chizkiyah over Rabbi Yochanan. But either way, it's difficult. The Rambam paskins here, Lekula. Okay, last line. Boy, Rami Barchama. Ha-mishtach v'lahar avan amar olam izbeach. If I bow down to a mountain, am I allowed to use the stones of that mountain to build a mizbeach with? A mizbeach. Yesh, what's the shayla? We know that if I bow down to an animal, that animal is usur, legabe hamizbeach. So, what's the shayla here? Yesh ne'evad bin mechubar eitzel gavoha. Oy ne'evad bin mechubar eitzel gavoha. We know there's no concept of ne'evad for hedyot. That's what the Mishnah that we had yesterday. If you bow down to a mountain, it's mutter. But what about regarding Beis HaMikdash? We know there's always a higher level regarding the Beis HaMikdash. So is there ne'evad b'mechubar, is there a status achieved of ne'evad, and there would be usher to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, or not? Im tempta lomar yesh ne'evad b'mechubar eitzel gavoha. And even if you want to say there is a concept of ne'evad b'mechubar, machshirei karbon ka'karbon damo lo, here you're not using it for a karbon, using it for a machshirei karbon, using it to build the mizbeach. So even if you want to tell me that somehow you can't use real mechubar for a carbon, maybe you can use it for machshirei carbon. What kind of mechubar could you use for a carbon? What kind of mechubar could you use for a carbon? Yeah? Carbon mincha, exactly. Carbon mincha, and that is the grain. So you bow down to grain. There's a grain totally mechubar, and they can use it for carbon mincha. You can't have an animal that is mechubar, unless you have that animal from the Mishnah Maseches Chulin, the animal that's half animal and half ground. I don't think it's a kosher animal, anyway. But that is the, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara. So you have that suffix. So is there never been mechubar? Can you use the stone for the mizbeach? So Amar Rava, Kalvachomer. It's a Kalvachomer. Uma Esnan Shemuter Betolosh Lahedyot. In Esnan, let's say a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, right, takes an animal as her payment for her services. That's an Esnan. So, if an Esnan, Shemuter, Betolish, Lahedyot, that Esnan is able to be used. It's not also bana. Right, the pasuk says in Kiseitse, Lo Savi Estan Zodim Mechir Kalev, Beis Hashem Elokecha. Right, you can't use it for a carbon. So Ma Estan Shem Mutter Betalosh Lehedyot, Aser Bim Mechubar Legavoa, if an Estan, which is Mutter when it is detached for a Hedyot. If somebody gives a woman grain, it's Mutter. Aser Bim, it's odd, and the Aver was done, but the item doesn't, is not Nasar. Aser Bim Mechubar Legavoa, but it's still Aser Bim Mechubar Legavoa. It's Aser when it's Mechubar. How do you know that? Dechsiv, Lo Savi Estan Zodim Mechir Kalev, Lo Shna Talosh Lo Shna Mechubar, the Torah does not Mechalek, so it must be all Esnan is usher to bring, using the base of Mikdash, even if it's Mechubar. So if Esnan is Mutter Betalush, but it's usher totally, Ne'evad, Sha'usher Betalush, Lehedyot, and Ne'evad, which is usher Betalush for a Hedyot, Eino Din Sha'usher Mechubar LeGavoa. It surely should be usher Mechubar for Gavoa. And that's why we say it's usher, suggested the first opinion. Who is this? Who was talking here? I'm sorry, suggested Rabbi Rachama asked the question. So Rava answered. So Rav Chama says back. No, Rav Huna says back. Amalei Rav Huna b'edir of Yeshua l'Rava. Ochiluf. I could say just the opposite. Uma ne'evad. Because you're assuming that just because the Torah isn't mechalik by Esnan, it's all aser. Maybe not. Uma ne'evad she'aser betalush etzel hedyot. If ne'evad, which is aser by talush etzel hedyot, mutter b'mechuber l'gavoa, it's mutter b'mechuber shnemar, as our Mishnah said. Eloheihem al ha'arim v'lo ha'arim Eloheihem, lo shnehedyot v'lo shal gavoa, it's mutter even for gavoa. So esnan she'mutter betalush lehedyot, and esnan which is mutter betalush, eino din she'mutter b'mechuber l'gavoa. Meaning, don't tell me that the pasuk is stama, it's always aser. You can say just the opposite, kavachomer. V'yimisha beis Hashem alokecha. Aye, the Torah says, beis Hashem, you can't bring anything beis Hashem, isn't that stama? No! You learn a halacha from that phrase. Mi boy le'kidetanya, use it for the following. Beis Hashem alokecha, prat, lepara, she'ena ba'ala bayis. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. We know the paraduma, the avoda of the paraduma was not done in the Beis HaMikdash. It was done in Har HaZeisim. They built a ramp east of the base of Migdash, and he sprinkled the dam. He looked at the Azara, the Kohen Gadol, the Sgan Kohen Gadol, who did the Avoda, as it says at the beginning of Chukas, Elazar HaKohen, the Sgan Kohen Gadol does the Avoda of the Paraduma. So that's what's learned out, that Beis Al Shem Lekecha, Esnan is not Aser. If somebody gives a Paraduma as an Esnan, that's not a problem. Only something that's Beis Al Shem Lekecha. Interesting whether Paraduma is called an Avoda or not. It's not an Avoda, that's done inside. Say, you learn something else from Beis Hashem. You include the Rikuim. If you have plated gold that they used to use for the Kodesh HaKadashim, that is included. You can't use that if it was an Esnan. So question mark. So now we're stuck. We don't know whether to darshan it Lekula or Lechumra. So Amar Lai, so Rava answers, Anak Kamina Lechumra, Vat Amar Lekula? I came up with a kavachom lechomer. You're telling me lekula, kula vachomer lechomer parchinon. What do you mean? Whenever you have a choice and you don't know what to do, lechomer parchinon. You go lechomer. So we're gonna ask on that in a minute. Is that really true? Do you always go lechomer? So first of all, before that, the Tosfos read here says, what do you mean lechomer and lekula? The Tosfos read says because you have two psukim that are both stama. You just don't know which pasuk to expand and which pasuk to not expand. Pirish, shnei mikros yishlanu, echad oser v'echad matir, v'hein b'stam. Krob d'nevan matir ha-mechubar b'stam, v'yishlomar sh'matir ben l'gavah ben l'adyo. V'yishlomar, it's say, is limited. And then you have a krob d'esnan d'asar b'etalash b'mechubar. So you have a krob neva, that's matir, a krob esnan that asars, and you don't know how to darshan it. That's the suffix here. Rabbi Yosef Engel, again, we're not going to go through any of the rayas, but the Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asvin Darais in Klal Yurches quotes an Chakira v'yachronim. When we say lekula lechumra lechumra makshinan, what does that mean? What's the svar for that? The Prima Kadim says that's based on Safek Daraisa lechumra. That's a big nafkamina, big issue. If you say based on Safek Daraisa lechumra, maybe you won't be netanash based on lechumra makshinan. That's the Prima Kadim. Tosfos in a few places in Shas, including Baba Kama Daf Gimel, quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says no lechumra makshinan midahi batorah. No, it's a way of darshaning. It's a law. It's not based on a suffix. It's a din vaday. Midi batorah. You dash on the chumra if you don't know what to do. But it's a din vaday. It's not a din suffix. And Kedaka Bakodesh, he quotes 10 rayas to each side. He says, I'll give you 10 rayas that it's be din suffix, or the 10 rayas be din vaday. So over here, the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yudches. But that's for the chumra makshi parchinan. Says the Gemara, though, Amalei Rav Papa LaRava. Anytime when there's a choice, you don't darshan lakula. But what do you mean? There's a machlokas by Karen Pesach. If somebody is tamei mace and their day seven, we know if somebody's tamei mace, they're sprinkled with the blood of the paradu, the ashes of the paraduma on day three and seven. So what if day seven falls out on erev Pesach, which is Shabbos? Just Shabbos. So if he gets sprinkled today, he can take part in the Karban Pesach tonight. Right? If he doesn't get sprinkled, he's somebody mace, he's got to wait till Pesach Sheni. Are you allowed to sprinkle on Shabbos, Erev Pesach? So, V'azad, the Pesach, the Pligir, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Akiva. There's a machlokes, Tanoim, Imes Pesachim about them. Do you have Eliezer, Safar Lechumra? Rebbe Elazar says Lechumra, V'kam Mechayev Le'legavra, and he's Mechayev, the person to get sprinkled and therefore bring the Karban Pesach, Rebbe Akiva, Lekula. Upater and Rikiva is Mako. Vikaparcha Rikiva Lakula. Rikiva asks his Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, Lakula, Ditznan, Heshev Rebbe Kiva Ochilif. Without getting into the previous conversation, the Gemara here only quotes part of it. Rebbe Kiva says, Tarshin it the other way. Uma Hazaa, Shehimi Shum Shvus, Eino Doche HaShabbos, if sprinkling, which is only Nesedra Banan, of sprinkling, because it's tikkun gavra, is not docha Shabbos, shchita shidaraisa lo kosher, and surely shchita's Karban Pesach shouldn't be docha Shabbos. But you see, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that you should not do the hazah, and therefore you should be putter from Karban Pesach, and you should be meko. So you see there, you could darshin, lakula barchinan. So the Gemara says, no. You can't take that line of Rabbi Akiva seriously. Why? Hasam Rabbi Eliezer Gamre. Really, Rabbi Akiva learned the whole halacha from Rabbi Eliezer that Hazash and Apidocha Shabbos. Va'aiker le Talmuda. And Rabbi Eliezer forgot it. Literally, his Gemara, his learning became heavy on him. He forgot his learning. V'yasa Rabbi Akiva Latkure. Rabbi Akiva was just trying to remind him of what he taught him, but he didn't really mean it. Because after all, what did Rabbi Akiva just suggest? He suggested to go against the Din D'Oraisa. If Hazor that Docha Shabbos, Shchita. Shchita's Pesach. That's mefurish. It's a pasuk in the Torah that you're allowed to do the shkiras karan pesach on Shabbos. V'hainu darmalei Rebbe al tachbireni b'shas adin. Rebbe Kiva said, Rebbe, don't deny me when we're discussing this. Kach mekubalani mimcha. I have this mesorah from you. Hazah shuvus v'inu dochas haShabbos. He doesn't really mean what he said before that even shkita. But so you can't take that line seriously from Rebbe Akiva. Period. So again, we do not answer that question. Another question that goes unanswered. The next question, we'll just mention the question, and then we'll have to leave it for tomorrow. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Hamishtachavet, we'll go with our Girsa. Rashi quotes another Girsa of other Rishonim. Ha Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Hamishtachavet, Lekamas Chitim, Mahu Lemenachos. If somebody bows down to wheat, growing wheat, still attached, can you bring those for a Karban Mincha? Yesh Shinui B'Nevad, O Ein Shinui B'Nevad. When I cut it down and I grind it and I sift it, does that have any effect to make it not usher anymore? Meaning, or if it, is it usher in the first place? Because it's mechubar. But again, that is a discussion we'll have to have, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow. Everybody should have a good yantif. Hashem, I think the next, I'm not sure if I'm going to be giving the daf on Friday, but Sunday will be the next one that'll be online. Okay, we'll stop here.